There's a big day coming up. It's going to be an exciting, celebratory day for many. It's going to be a very, very sad, dark day for many as well. It is Father's Day. When you hear the thought, the idea of Father's Day on the calendar, rapidly approaching, what comes to mind? When you think about your dad, your father, what kind of image is there? Is there pain? Is there hurt? Is there excitement? Are you so grateful? Do you miss him if he's gone already to heaven? Did you grow up without a dad, but you had an amazing mentor? You had some adopted dads. You had a stepdad. You had a coach that stepped in and fathered you. So good to be with you today. I'm Stu Epperson, in for my good pal Steve Noble, who is riding high right now because of what God did yesterday, Texas Stadium, in front of hundreds of thousands of people. Not just on site, but all over the world, Harvest America, and thousands came to Christ. Hallelujah. Thousands became sons of the Father yesterday, Dallas, Texas, and all over the world in Harvest America. Thank you, Steve Noble. He actually was part of the play-by-play, the call with the team there broadcasting, and it's just really neat what Greg Laurie's doing. He's casting that. He's inviting people. This is an invitation. We're on the radio. Steve's on the radio. I'm on the radio with him today, guest hosting, to call you. The Father's calling you through us, through other sons of his, to become sons, to be adopted. It's amazing. It changes everything. So today, there's a lot of negatives. There's a lot of sad things about our fatherless society. I heard John MacArthur say this morning, listening to the Truth Network, on my way to a team meeting at the Truth Network, I listened to him say that something like 26 out of 27 of the last shooters, school shooters, didn't have a dad in their life. So today, we're going to talk about that. Now, we're going to talk about some statistics, but then here's what I want to do. I want to invite you to do something. We're going to create an infomercial. Rather, let's say, let's just suppose this was, I like the word transfomercial better. Suppose this was an hour-long snapshot of the supernatural goodness of fatherhood. What would it sound like? Someone's listening. So many people are down on dads, deadbeat dads. They're just down on them. And there's a lot of reason for that. But what does it look like to be a good dad? And what is the greatest impact your father had on your life? That's the question of the day. What is the single greatest impact your father or father figure had on you, on your life? I want you to call in and tell us that today on this radio show. Toll free 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. The single greatest impact, the greatest way your father impacted your life. We're going to shout out to fathers today in a positive way. Before we get there and take your calls as they come in, we have an awesome man of God in there watching over us. Kim is in the house, and he's on his game there. He's ready to go with the calls. It's going to get rowdy in here, man. We have a man of God who is close to me. I've known this guy forever, and it's ironic that our guest today, his name, I'm guest hosting for Steve Noble, but our guest is also named Stu Epperson. Did you have something to do with that, Kim? I mean, how did this guest get on with the same name as the host today? I don't understand that, but we'll just see where God takes us. Mr. Epperson, are you there?
I'm here, and I'm as your father, I'm a bit, I feel good. I got to tell you that you would actually invite me on your show.
Well, we're honored to have you, and I tell you what, we go way back, don't we?
We sure do.
Okay, well, we may get into that some today. We sure appreciate you, and it's an honor to have my dad on this Father's Day program, and I thank God for him. And really, he has had a passion. One of your greatest passions in all your business and ministry enterprises, Dad, is to get the message out about fathering. Can you tell us a little bit about what sparked that? And then tell us about the Wall Street Journal editorial that you are submitting this week that may land in the big papers on Sunday on Father's Day. Go ahead.
Well, we got into it. we invited a young man to come and stay at our house shortly after our children had gone off to college, you and your three sisters. And he was a model young man, but he was torn with grief and some anger because his father had checked out. when he was, I guess, six or seven years old. Very difficult to handle for his mother. So we invited him to come for a basketball camp at Calvary Baptist Church in Winston-Salem. He was such a nice young man, up on time, everything, that we said, someone said, well, why don't you let him come and stay a year with you and go to Calvary Day School and so on. So we talked to everybody, all the kids, and they said, well, yeah, we're not there. Why don't you do it? So we did it. Well, we found out that the goodness for a week was short-lived once he got familiar with everything, and he had some major, major anger issues, violence issues, and lots of other things, and we got attached to him. And but then we got really attached to him. We really learned to love him, and as they say, our nervous system was plugged into his. But anyway, he had a rough time. Finally went to the Marines, became a Christian while in the Marines, came out, finished college, I think, in 3 years, and then went to law school, and now he's an attorney and also a successful businessman. So anyway, that process convinced us that, yes, there is redemption for young men. There is hope for all young men, regardless of their parental status. But I would just want to say, yes, mentoring is great. That's the second best thing. But a father who sticks close to his son, that's what it takes. That's the best thing that we can have. And of course, you know, and everybody knows that in today's society, that is not talked about a lot, the goodness of having a father.
And with me on the line here is Big Stu, my dad. Happy Father's Day early, Pops.
Hey, well, thank you very much. It's a great day for me, and I look forward to it. Not for the, I get a few gifts from people, yeah. But I look forward to a few phone calls from people.
Well, it's the one day a year, you know, I dig deep in my pocket, I get out a quarter,
yep,
and I make that phone call. Now, don't expect a lot of those throughout the year, but Father's Day, it's coming, Pops. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
This is bonus coverage here.
Yeah.
On this talk show. This is Steve Noble's talk show. I'm guest hosting.
Yeah.
Steve's just coming back from Dallas, an awesome Harvest America last night. Thousands came to Christ. Powerful Greg Laurie. What a great ministry. And I'm broadcasting for Steve today, and we're doing like this kind of hour-long shout-out to dads. My dad, Mr. Epperson, has written an article. I want you to tell us about this. I want to give the phone number. If you want to call this national radio show, you don't even have to use your name if you're embarrassed or you're shy. Remember, you can't see the 200 million people that are listening to you, so don't be shy about that. But if you want to call this radio show and say, hey, my dad made this kind of impact on my life, we're doing shout-outs to dads. We're trying to restore the hope that there is yeah, still good in the land. There are still dads that love the Lord, like my dad, like maybe like your dad, maybe like your dad is in heaven, or maybe like your coach or your mentor or that teacher that came alongside of you, that stepdad. So we're giving shouts out, but you can call us at this number nationwide, 866-34-TRUTH. 866-34-TRUTH is our toll-free number nationwide, just to give a shout out on the air. And we're gonna play this show back closer to Father's Day as well on my national show, Truth Talk Weekend. So we're excited about that. And if you are watching me on Facebook Live right now, I see some friends on there. I see Big Boy Hurt. Yes. I see Face 13. I see some awesome friends. Comment on how your dad made an impact on your life, and I'll read it right here off that screen. Give me some thumbs up and some shouts outs. I'll read that to our national radio audience listening right now. 866-34-TRUTH. 866-348-7884 is the toll-free number nationwide to call and tell us how your dad made a positive impact on your life. Now, Mr. Epperson, you have written an article that you are praying the Wall Street Journal will run
well
on a Father's Day potentially. Tell us what compelled you to do such, sir.
Well, the statistics, you know, you look at the statistics, and that is never the true, correct, totally correct story. But the statistics are so much in favor of fatherhood. You would think everybody in the country was saying, please, fathers, stay involved with your children. Stay with the family. Don't get a divorce. okay, the statistics are so high, you know, 75% more likely to do this, 75% more likely to do that. You've all heard this.
Right.
And so, but it's overwhelming. We play up things like it takes a village, and a village does help that
right.
raise a family.
What difference does a father make? Stu Everson Sr. will be back to tell us why he's so passionate about this that he would write an article, submit it to the Wall Street Journal. Could be out this weekend. It's an all Father's Day hour on Stu Everson Jr. More coming up. Hang on. Truth Talk is coming right back.